'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
Hold it a minute. That's your first mistake. I'm stirring like crazy to get these Christmas goodies finished. There's no rest for the sound of the mouse.
The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas would soon be there.
Oops, that's mistake number two. Those socks are hung by the fireplace to dry out. The kids in this house can't seem to stay out of that snow.
The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads.
Sugar plums, sugar plums. These kids are dreaming about gifts. Gifts and stuff and things. They don't care if the stuff dances or not. They're just like the mood.
Miss Mouse, you said everything negative. I have another story by Christmas.
Christmas, bah humbug. All it is work and worry and loot and bills and gimme, gimme, gimme about it.
It's God's plan for you to tell the shepherds first. The birth is just the beginning of the plan.
Thank you.
The people in Bethlehem, a small rural town, were just getting ready to lay themselves down.
I have so much to do. I've never seen so many people in town. This is that census from the Romans is really causing a lot of headaches. My place is so full. I've had to check a lot of people away. Just a little while ago, a young couple begged me to let them stay in my stable. I let them. The wife is expecting a baby anytime now. I suppose it is better than sleeping in the street. Maybe I should check on that couple. Nah, they'll be all right.
And out on the hillside, we'll watch it with a sheep. A group of young shepherds will fall asleep. Then suddenly, out of the sky came a light. Then an angel appeared, making everything bright.
Thank you.
will take care of the sheep. Let's hurry.
So after the angels delivered the news, the shepherds went searching with no time to lose. And just as the angels had told them aloud, they found Jesus with Mary and Joseph, so proud.
And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in
Whoa, that's a great story. Jesus was born on that first Christmas day.
That's right. Jesus was born on that first Christmas day. It is from the Father. He planned it that way.
And every dear person who hears and believes that moment from Jesus, a pardon receives. For all folks have sinned and have gone their own way, but God listens closely when we choose to pray. And choose to love Jesus who came down to earth to live and to die and to give us new birth.
Terrific. Christmas isn't all loot and gimme, 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 got it. It's really Jesus and joy and love straight from God.
Congratulations. Now you know the reason for the season.
Far off. As an adult, it changed. Now, it's Christmas is in 5 days. We should start shopping. We should start getting presents. We should start doing things.
I still haven't gotten presents.
Say that again.
I still haven't gotten presents.
There you go, see? Christmas as an adult, it comes too quickly. But whether it comes slowly or too quickly, I would say that all of us can agree that Christmas is an exciting time. It builds. There's anticipation. Right after Thanksgiving, Christmas music comes on the radio. You turn it on when you drive places. You sing it as a family. Then you start doing things together. You may go to a live nativity. How many of you have ever been to a live nativity? We went to our first just a few days ago. It was freezing, but it was amazing. This church had pretty much the life of Jesus unfold before you as you start in the Garden of Eden with the first Christmas prophecy and make your way following a shepherd on his journey, encountering the angels, seeing the town of Bethlehem and the stable where Jesus was born. And then after that, we saw him teaching the teachers of the law at the temple, and then going from there, and he was on the boat with the sailing disciples, and then calming the storm, and it just follows his life to his death, and then his resurrection. You know, when I think of Christmas, I can't help but think of the exact way that they ended the Christmas program this morning, and that talks about the love that God has given us. See, Christmas, we can get caught up in the presents. We can get caught up in the songs and the carols and the cookies and the time with family and the traditions. But Christmas is really, truly the greatest holiday because God sent his son, Jesus. The very name Jesus means salvation. Oh, save us. That's what Jesus means. And so the greatest Christmas present in the world is Jesus. Now, for you kids who are here and listening, did you know that every year on Christmas we give each other gifts, whether we make them ourselves or we buy them and wrap them up, and we give each other gifts all because God gave us the gift of Jesus. So Christmas morning, when you're opening gifts, be thinking about God's gracious gift to us. The gift of Jesus. Scripture tells us in John 3:16-17, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. That's Christmas. Did you catch Christmas there? God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not die, but have eternal life. For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him. That's why Christmas is the most wonderful time of the year. That's why we get so excited about gifts. Because God, 2,000 years ago, gave us his Son who would bring salvation. Now, salvation can be a big word, but it really means that God will save us from our sins. You see, the message of Christmas is that God so loved us that he sent Jesus, born of a virgin, born in a stable, placed in a manger. That is the ultimate gift of love. And like children on Christmas morning, whenever I think about that, I get so excited that God sent his Son for me, for you. You know, Christmas, again, I'll say it one more time, is all about love. That's what I want you to hear this morning. That's what the kids sang about. That's why the angels gave their message to the shepherd, that God loves the world. You know, the wonderful message of Christmas is not that we have to do the perfect things to earn God's love. You know, as children, we often think that, don't we? We think that if I do this, or if I say this, Dad might love me, or Mom might love me. I guarantee you, I have 3 boys who are Minnesota Viking fans, not because they like football, not so much, not because they love the Minnesota Vikings and have studied the stats of the players, but because they love their dad. right? And they think, if I'm a Vikings fan, then Dad will be proud of me. And we'll do something together. But my children need to know, and hopefully they know already, they don't have to earn my love. I love them because they are my children. You see, when God so loved the world that he sent his only son to die for us, to bring us salvation, the Christmas message is that God loves us, not on what we've done, not because we made him proud, not because we bring something to the table, our good works, or we say the right things or do the right things, but God sent his son in spite of us. That's the amazing message of love that Christmas brings. That God sent Jesus to be our Savior, not because we've done good things, not because we go to church, not because we wear a tie with a manger scene at the bottom of it, but because he loves us. And the Bible goes on to tell us that if we place our faith in Jesus, that we can be saved from our sins, that we can have eternal life with him. That is the message of Christmas, a message of salvation and love. It's a beautiful message, and that's why a lot of these songs we sing talk about this. That's what the shepherds, when they go tell it on the mountain, we'll sing that song a little later, but when they do that, what are they telling? They're telling about God's love. They're going to go to the mountains and tell everybody about God's love, about Christmas. So, Christmas morning, it's 5, or if you do the math like Ava, 4 days away. Because the day's pretty much over. And in the excitement of the coming days, especially that Christmas morning, when you wake up and you go look at the tree and there's Christmas presents there, I want you to think about God's love for you. Alright? I want you to think how God loved you so much that he sent you that perfect gift. We call him Jesus. That one that the angels shared with the shepherds. The one that the stars shined down upon. The one that the wise men came to visit. The one that the shepherds went and told it on the mountain about. That one perfect gift is Jesus. That's what Christmas is all about. And I wanted to share that with everybody. To let them, to sort of remind us of why Christmas is so exciting. Alright? Now, these kids are going to come back up and lead us in 3 more songs.
Thank you.
this song will be the same. We'll have a solo, and then the choir will sing the chorus, and then the verses and the chorus afterwards. Jump in and join me. Join us. We'll end with the candlelight service. It should be a beautiful time. Have a great and blessed week. Merry Christmas.